Calls are being made for Budget 2018 to focus on the needs of young people. The National Youth Council of Ireland are asking the government to provide Ireland's 10-24-year-olds with the necessary support so that they can achieve their potential and contribute to a society. For more, I'm joined by James Dooley, National Youth Council of Ireland, or also known as the NYCI, Deputy Director. James, you're very welcome to Clover Village.
Thank you very much.
I feel like you were just here 5 minutes ago talking about this very topic. But before we get into it, remind our listeners of the work that the National Youth Council of Ireland do.
Okay, well, we're a representative body of 50 national voluntary youth organisations that work with young people all over the country. So we have members who are working in every village, every town, every city, every community. And we're, I suppose, our representative body. We bring the issues that impact on the organisations, but also on the young people they work with, roughly between 10 and 24. We bring those issues forward to government. So on issues like youth unemployment is one example. Obviously, there are issues in relation to health and education and a range of issues. So we're there to kind of fight the fight for them in relation to bringing their message directly to government.
And when you say youth, who do you mean?
Well, for us, it's between 10 and 24, essentially. There is no legal definition of youth in Ireland. And like children are clearly people under 18 years. But in Ireland, we don't have a legal definition of young people. But for us, the vast majority of our members work with young people between 10 and 24.
So let's talk about youth unemployment, because this is the very topic that we talked about the last time you came on the show. So where are we, and is there a glimmer of hope there?
Yeah, there's a lot of good news. And the great news is that many young people who were previously unemployed are now employed. There may be an issue with some of the work that's available for young people, but that's...
Yeah, are they in a job that they actually like? Yeah.
Yes, and are getting a decent salary.
And they're being appreciated for it.
Exactly, yeah. But things are a lot better. We had 31% youth unemployment back in 2013. It's now down around, 13-14%. So that's great. But I suppose we still have, as we say in our press release, over 11,000 young people who've been unemployed for 12 months or more, which is a worry. We have about 31,000 young people in general who are signing on at the moment. So we're kind of saying to government, yes, things have improved. They've done some good things. There's no doubt about that. In fairness to the Taoiseach now, Leo Varadkar, last year, he took on board a suggestion which we made around giving extra support to young people in education and training. But we're looking really for more, because we're really concerned primarily about those over 11,000 long-term young people who are long-term unemployed. Because
the longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to gain employment. But I always think about the mental health of anyone who's unemployed, because it's like the free gift that you get when you're unemployed. You have mental health issues. Your confidence plummets. You have difficulty getting out of bed, never mind writing a CV. So really, it's trying to catch people before they become unemployed.
Yeah, that's the point, Jelly. You're 100% right. I mean, apart from the numbers, and the raw data, I mean, there are people here. There are young people, there are families, there are friends that are affected by this. And I suppose, and also young people in that age category are on the lower rate of unemployment benefit, which is around just over €100 for most of them. So in Ireland, that's very little to survive on. And as you say, on top of then the fact that they don't have a job, the fact that they have limited financial resources, there are definitely the mental health challenges that brings. And just, we know all the research is very clear that the longer you're unemployed, the more difficult it is to get back. That's not to say it can't be done, and there's a lot of work that can be done. And we're kind of saying to government, look, we're not saying this is all about government action. But, we're kind of looking for investment in better education and training and more opportunities for young people, both in urban areas but also in rural areas, because there is some maybe transport. And I know young people can do stuff online, and that's great, but not everywhere has broadband. So I suppose we're also...
The
old bugbear. I know we're still going on about that in Ireland, which is hard to believe when we talk about the smart economy. But the fact is, many parts of rural Ireland don't have even a decent mobile phone connection, let alone having decent broadband. So I suppose really it's kind of to keep the focus on this, because we're a little bit worried that because it's no longer in the headlines and the numbers are very high, and that's great, that sometimes I suppose the perception of the problem has gone away and that this isn't an issue anymore. And we're certainly saying to the new Taoiseach and obviously to the new Minister Regina Doherty, look, there's an issue here. We believe with investment and political will, we could drastically reduce these numbers of young people. And because the problem is, even if more jobs became available, if young people don't have the qualifications or don't have the skills, or as you said, you know, or maybe unemployed for a year or two, they may not be able to take up the jobs, you know. So I think we want to get that message across. The other thing we do want to get across is we want the current rate that young people are on under 26, the 102 rate, which most of them, 102 euro a week rate, most of them are on. We're calling the government to start reversing that, because that was meant to be brought in at a time of economic
austerity,
crisis.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And really it is, in our view, it's certainly leading, on top of the financial stress and the mental health difficulties, is also now contributing, in our view, dramatically to homelessness, because there's a perception that all these young people are able to live at home and many
are their parents who have, yeah, you know, all the resources to support them, but that's not the reality.
Not at all, you know. So a lot of young people are really struggling, and it costs about 20,000 to support a person who's, you know, in trying to get them out of homelessness. And I suppose we're kind of saying it's much better to support young people, give them the full rate.
And catch them again before they become homeless.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, ideally, if the education and training and other supports are provided, well, then, you know, they won't need unemployment benefit anyway in the long run. And that's where I suppose it's kind of a win-win. We're saying put more investment in education. The government, as we know, have abolished Jobbridge, which was a work experience program with a lot of problems. But we would like to see some sort of a work experience program that would be of good quality. And as I said, they have made some other changes in relation to community employment, which we welcome as well. But as I said, we have a kind of a problem there that we have. We still have a good number of young people. And I suppose we're really just trying to keep the focus on that in the budget. And also, I suppose, to say that there is a lot of talk about our ageing population. There's no doubt about that. But Ireland actually is unique, because we actually have a growing youth population as well. And, you know, as we say in our pre-budget submission, we're going to have 1 million young people between 10 and 24 by 2025. So we also in this budget need to see investment from an early age in children and young people, so that we can address some of these problems, be preventative really, rather than kind of trying to solve a problem after it's happened.
And where do you feel, how do you feel about the political will? Do you think it's still there, or as you said, is it wavering a bit because they think, you know, it's informed by the numbers, and the numbers seem, because the numbers have gone down, people think, oh, okay, maybe it's not panic station anymore. Maybe we need to look at something else.
Yeah, I think definitely there's a sense, well, now, and you know, it's been said that we've gone from 14 or 15% unemployment to 6%, and from over 30% youth unemployment. So the perception is anybody that wants a job can get one. And that's not the reality. You know, there is certainly more jobs available, but certainly among young people in particular, there are issues around the pay. There's issues around, you know, we have these if and when contracts. So, you know, the actual jobs available aren't always great. Issues around temporary contracts. But as I said, we certainly acknowledge that there are more young people at work, and we're really happy about that. We want all young, we don't want any young person to be unemployed, but we're also not willing to kind of sit back and kind of accept that we have, you know, the over 11,000 young people long-term unemployed and over 30,000 young people, you know, signing on. We kind of feel, look, we can do much, much more. And as the Taoiseach of Radcliffe said, we should be ambitious for Ireland, and it should be a republic of opportunity. And in a way, here's a great example where particularly young people, because it has long, long-term impacts if young people are unemployed for a long period. And I said, just as you talked about mental health, self-esteem, but just the financial stress. And I suppose we just kind of think this is actually not that difficult. It's old, good old fashioned, good career counselling, good career advice for some of these young people who might.
Mentors,
exactly. Mm. And then appropriate education and training, appropriate work experience, maybe some subsidisation. There is some good schemes as well, such as Jobs Plus Youth, where the employer gets a decent subsidy to take on a young person who's been unemployed for 4 months or more. As I said, they're now allowing young people under 25 to participate in the community employment scheme. So as I said, we're not saying the government hasn't done anything. They've done some good things, but we just like to see more, you know, in the budget. And as I said, to keep a focus on young people.
When it comes to the youth of Ireland, you have your ear to the ground. Can I ask you, what's their feelings regarding Ireland and the state of affairs, you know, when it comes to the future? Do they feel hopeful, or do they feel, I suppose, still disenfranchised after the dark period of austerity that as a nation we had to endure?
Yeah. Well, the great thing for me, having the opportunity to go out there and meet groups of young people, and obviously our members are doing work on the ground, it's just the energy and you know, the vitality and just the just the positive vibes from young people. They're doing so many amazing things. I think you can't always, you know, sometimes you look at the bad stuff and think you get a bit depressed. But actually, when you meet groups of young people and see how you know, motivated and energized and mobilized they are, and, you know, with a bit of support, they can do an awful lot, and they can really, you know. But as I said, there's no doubt that we would argue, and I know people might argue, well, that we would say this, wouldn't we? But young people have been particularly hard hit during the austerity, you know, period of austerity, cuts in their welfare, you know, hard to get into education, the whole housing crisis for the older young people now. And I think it's interesting what happened in the UK. You know, there was a generation there that politically, you know, people said, the political commentators said, ah, they won't vote, they're not interested. You know, we did see in Ireland in relation to the marriage equality referendum, we did, you know, young people were very mobilised for that. I think if we would argue, if the government or all the political parties continue to ignore a cohort, there is just that danger that, you know, or danger or whatever way you want to put it, that you can't ignore a segment of the population.
You're creating the social problem the future. You could potentially have the riots that happen in the UK here.
Yeah. So essentially we're kind of saying, look, we don't want that. We don't want, you know, we don't want problems like that. Really, we should, you know, be supporting young people, particularly the most disadvantaged young people in our society. And I suppose that's where we're coming from, that a lot can be done. And in some cases, it's not rocket science. As I said, in relation to unemployment, we kind of know what works, and it's really not, it, you know, as I said, it's back to ensuring that people have opportunities, that they're given proper guidance. Because sometimes people can get into a bad place where they've applied for 100 jobs, maybe got one reply, got no interviews.
I've been there, James. Yeah. It's so crushing.
Yeah. And so sometimes then maybe that young person might just need, as you said, a mentor or somebody with a bit of advice to say, well, maybe look in a different direction, or maybe you need to, you know, try something else. Maybe you need to kind of look at your CV. Maybe you need to kind of go knock on doors, whatever. Sometimes it's just that little bit of helpful advice, a little bit of direction.
Someone that believes in you.
Someone believes in you, exactly. And so that's where we're really coming from as well. And then you need a pathway. So when a person says, well, I want to take on a particular career choice, that they have some sort of a pathway that kind of will help them to get that step on the ladder. And in many cases, when people get that first step, they kind of, that's at least they're making progress. Sometimes it's just that first step, which is so hard when people are kind of, they feel that they're trapped, you know.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, James. It's just down to compassion, kindness, empathy, and hey presto, that's all you need for a person to turn around.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, James, here's hoping that next time you come to Global Village, you won't be having this conversation, because hopefully we'll be moving on to more positive conversations when it comes to the youth of Ireland. So thank you so much for joining us. It's James Drewley, National Youth Council of Ireland, Deputy Director. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dale. Yeah.